Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
She's confident, bold, and she thinks she has all the answers. BXY Mornings present Rochester's favorite game.
Can't beat Breezy!
Yes, that is the question. Can you beat Breezy? Because Sebastian Maniscalco tickets are on the line for his show Friday night at the Blue Cross Arena.
Mm-hmm.
And this is your shot to win that pair of tickets to go see him this Friday. Let's go to the phones. We need caller 8 right now. PXY, what's your name? Wonderful. Hello, PXY.
Great.
Is the phone
on?
Oh, that's my fault. Hi, PXY, what's your name?
Hello.
Hi.
My name's Kimberly. Hi.
Hi, Kimberly is your name?
Yes, it is.
And where are you calling from, Kimberly?
I'm calling from Livonia.
Calling from Livonia, I have good news. You are going head-to-head with Breezy because you're caller 8! Kimberly, talk some trash before she leaves the room, will ya? Please?
Fan. I really am. I can't talk trash. I'm sorry.
You're definitely getting the tickets. I'll throw the whole game to you. <See ya. laughs>
All right, let's get right into it. Our lovely intern Hannah is going to be keeping score. 5 questions. We'll run right through them. You got 7 seconds to answer each question. Okay, Kimberly? Let's go to number 1. What edible food never expires or goes bad?
Is there questions for it or answers?
No, I told you, no multiple choice. Give me your best answer.
Okay, so what edible food does not go bad or expire?
Yeah, what food never expires or goes bad?
That's a hard one. I want to say grains, like rice.
Rice? Okay, I'll put you down for rice. Let's go to question number 2. What is the national fruit of America?
It's not an orange. I would say an apple, yeah.
You gonna go with an apple?
Yep.
Okay. Marking Kimberly down for an apple as the national fruit of America. Kimberly, question number 3. Name the title of one of Sebastian Maniscalco's comedy specials on Netflix. Name one title. Any special.
I couldn't tell you.
Huge fan. Okay, that one guess. Kimberly, give me your best guess.
I don't know because I don't even know any titles.
All right, she's going down for I don't know. Question number 4, what is the most popular pie flavor during Thanksgiving?
Popular pie flavor has to be pumpkin.
All right, putting you down for pumpkin pie. Kimberly, we're locking that in. And let's go to question number 5. What color is the M in McDonald's?
Yellow.
All right, there we have it. That's all 5 right there. Let's bring our girl Breezy back into the room. All right. Kimberly, I'm going to go ahead and total these up. Welcome back, Breezy.
Hello.
All right. 1, 2. Our girl Kimberly has 2 out of 5.
Oh, God. Kimberly, I'm really going to have to throw it for you now.
These are actually pretty tough today, Breezy.
Why would you do that to us?
They were pretty tough.
Why would you do that to us?
Question number 1. What edible food never expires or go bad? What food never expires or goes bad?
Canned food?
Give me a name of a food.
I don't know. Anything in a can.
No, not it at all.
Okay.
Name of food.
Spam?
Okay. All right. Okay. Question number 2. What is the national fruit of the U.S. of A?
The apple.
Okay.
I don't know.
No, it's not a bad, it's not a wrong answer. It's not a bad answer. Question number three. Breezy, name the title of one of Sebastian Maniscalco's comedy specials on Netflix. Name one title.
I Lost My Pants? I don't know. I don't know that guy, to be honest. I know everyone loves him. I just don't know him.
Okay, I Lost My Pants. We'll put you down for that. Question number four. What is the most popular pie flavor during Thanksgiving? And we know you love pie.
I hate pie. Pumpkin? I don't know. I'll take the lowest hanging fruit.
Okay, putting you down for pumpkin pie. We love a slice. And then Breezy, what color is the M in McDonald's?
Yellow? Gold? The golden arches?
Yeah, what color is it?
Well, that's pretty subjective. It's who you ask. I think it's like yellow goldish.
I'm asking
it's
you.
It's in between.
Oh, what's the color?
Yeah, it's yellow.
Okay.
All right.
All right, Hannah.
Get out of my misery.
Do you want to bring me the results, please, so we can get this over with?
What the hell was that?
All right. Let's go. Let's tally these up. And just like yesterday, this is looking like it's coming down to the wire. Question number one, Kimberly, you there? I asked, what food never expires? The answer to that was honey. You said rice. Breezy said canned food. Both of you got question number two wrong. You both said apple is the national fruit of the U.S. of A. It's actually a blueberry.
And why? Then,
that's what it is. Question three, it could have been anything.
You know I don't like fruit. Why would you even ask me that? Continue.
What's wrong with people? Aren't you embarrassed? Is it me or Sebastian Live or all of his specials? And I know it was a hard one. And then question
four. Did
she
get that?
No. Question
Huge
four.
Fan. Massive fan.
What's the most popular pie during Thanksgiving? You both said pumpkin pie, and both of you were correct. What color is the M in the McDonald's arch? Both of you said yellow. That's correct. It came down to a tie. Therefore, if it is a tiebreaker, the listener automatically wins. Kimberly, you're going to the show.
Will you take me with you? I threw the whole game for you.
No, you didn't. That's the thing.
You don't know that for sure, though.
You don't have to. Hey, Kimberly, nice job. Congratulations.
You crushed.
Who are you taking Friday night to the show with you?
Probably my husband.
He doesn't have to go. He doesn't have to know.
You're right.
No one's going to know.
You're right. I guess I could take the baby. She would love to go.
Oh, I don't
know. Are you
talking
about me? Am I the baby?
You talking about Breezy?
Oh, yeah. Let's go.
All right.
All right. Stay right there. I'm going to grab all your info. We have more chances to win Sebastian Maniscalco tickets today, tomorrow, and Thursday. So make sure you listen to win. It's PXY.
98 PXY's Moose and Breezy invite you to grab your popcorn. Get comfortable in your seat. Because Breezy's about to break down a classic she somehow missed over the last quarter century. It's Breezy's Big Movie review.
Action!
Smoke it if you got it. It's PXY Mornings. It's Breezy's Big Movie Review. Yesterday on the show, we acted out the film Half-Baked, starring Dave Chappelle. And there isn't much to share here. I guess the movie, it's all about getting high.
Mm-hmm.
But like our girl Breezy always says,
smoke it if you got it. It's 420 somewhere, baby.
Here's a clip of us acting out a scene from the film yesterday at Moosterpiece Theater. I would go as far as to say this could be your best acting ever.
Probably was, yeah.
What do you guys want?
Get some sour cream and onion chips with that dip, man. Let's go.
Right?
Some beef jerky, some peanut butter, some Haagen-Dazs ice cream bars.
Man. Oh, yeah. Those are good.
Also, chocolate. You gotta have the chocolate, man. Some popcorn. That's graham crackers with the marshmallows. The little marshmallows. We can make s'mores, man.
Okay. All right.
Also, you know what we need? We need some celery. Grape jelly.
I got you.
Pizza. You know, we need two large pizzas, man, with everything on it. Oh, wait. Water. Oh, yeah. And some Funyuns, man. Get a bag of Funyuns.
Oh, yeah. I'll get some Funyuns.
Yeah, get those Funyuns. Hell yeah.
Yo, if I'm not back in 10 minutes, someone call the police.
Whatever you do, please hurry up. I'm literally starving, brother.
Ah! Ah! come. Okay, cut.
Yeah, I crushed it. I actually like watched that scene last night, and I was like, I couldn't have done anything differently. I couldn't have.
This film is from 1998. If you haven't seen it, here's the breakdown. When a member of their crew gets arrested for killing a New York City police horse by feeding it junk food, three slackened stoners are forced to get off their butts and raise bail by selling pot stolen from pharmaceutical lab. It's a risky plan, but hey, these are stand-up guys who would do anything to help out a friend in need.
I love a risk taker. You know what I mean?
Rotten Tomatoes gave this 28%.
I love it.
One of the lowest movies that you've reviewed in a long time.
Yeah. I think we're going to keep on that trend.
Let's get into it and ask the question. Breezy, Half-Baked from 1998, starring Dave Chappelle. Did this movie hold up?
Oh, I mean, of course. I mean, weed's legal now, so people are just getting dumber and dumber by the second. The brain cells are just dissipating into thin air, and everyone's sending out Amber Alerts for them. So, yes, I think it held up. Very much so. And I've never been a weed girly. I've never been a let's get it stoned girly, but I know there are a lot of people that need to smoke a blunt before their feet even touch the ground in the morning, so you do you.
Yeah, hey, whatever you got to do. Not everybody's a coffee drinker, you know what I mean? Yeah, did you have a favorite character in the film?
Yeah, I did.
Which one?
Bob Saget, his character.
Bob Saget was not in this film.
He very much was.
Was he? Which role?
Very much was. He had a cameo.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And I absolutely loved it. I can't repeat exactly what he said because it's not air appropriate. But
tell me the scene he was in. Though. Where were they?
They were in rehab. He stood up.
Rehab. Yes, of course.
God rest his soul.
I know. God rest
his soul.
Those are the best. Some of the best characters in films are the ones who actually just made a quick cameo.
It's actually hilarious because you watch films like this. You watch films like Billy Madison. You watch films in this era of filmmaking back in the late 90s. And the dialogue in these films would never in a million years be in a movie today.
No, they wouldn't.
They're so wildly inappropriate.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Talk about pushing the envelope.
I know.
Did you have a favorite scene in Half-Baked?
Well, I think our scene absolutely crushed, obviously. And then the rehab scene with Bob Saget. I audibly laughed out loud because I was like, this is actually hilarious. Basically, he goes to rehab and he's like, I'm addicted to marijuana. And then they all are like, you shouldn't be here. We've done much harder drugs for much worse things. And then they all start booing him out of rehab. So.
Oh, yeah.
We love a supportive group. You know what I mean?
We sure do. What was your least favorite scene in the film?
So when they go to, I can't really remember the guy's name, but they go to the guy who's like holding their friend hostage. He's kind of like a, I don't want to say pimp, but he's kind of a pimp.
He's a pimp, yeah.
Yeah. And the girls on either side of him, their hair is absolutely atrocious. I literally was like, what are we doing here? What is going on? That was my least favorite scene. They needed a hairstylist.
All right. If you're just joining us, Breezy is giving her review for the film Half-Baked. Rotten Tomatoes, 28%. I mean, considering this film is from 98, what was your best throwback moment of the film?
Oh, my God. I mean, well, the music was amazing. The clothing was amazing.
Yeah.
A lot of tie-dye.
A lot of hippies.
Just the filming in itself was shot on like a, I don't know, Firefly phone. So it was great.
And not only that, I mean, a lot of stoners in this film.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to say, you're one of the biggest stoners I know.
Yeah. I've been
audibly high like 5 times in my whole life. And then I thought I was having a heart attack, so I stopped.
Yeah, you do have
a
very addictive personality, that is for sure. Popcorn bucket
squirt. I took an edible once and went to the planetarium. My life has never been the same since. So, anyways, let's get into it, shall we?
Yeah, we shall.
This was a pretty bad movie, I'm not going to lie. There wasn't a lot of like really great acting. I think they all just smoked and went on set. So I'm going to give it...
out of 5 popcorn buckets.
A 2-1.
2-1?
Yeah.
Honestly, I was thinking 1-7, but it's your review. Go ahead.
I know. higher than what was anticipated. Yes. You know, I'm just here to overperform and underdeliver. So
it's one of those stupid, funny films that if you watch once, you're good. You know?
Yeah, I don't need to see it again.
Yeah.
Ever again.
Thanks.
But you guys should.
Thanks for your review. Hey, remember, Breezy.
Smoke it if you got it, brother.
98PXY is free and always will be.
I'm PXY Mornings. Welcome back to the show. It's Moose. It's Breezy. Get down and give me 20. How many push-ups could you do right now without stopping? The reason I ask is because the Mayo Clinic posted the number of push-ups people in good shape should be able to do at their age. So, for example, if you are a 25-year-old man, you should be able to do 28 push-ups in a row without stopping. For women, it's 20. I'm not talking about push-ups on your knees, Breezy.
Chill.
Full-on push-ups. Okay. And they said, so I'm looking at it. I'm like, all right, well, how many for my age? How many push-ups? If you are between the ages of 35 and 40 years old, you should be able to do between 15 and 20 push-ups. And I'm like, I'd crush that. 15, that's it. And then it says in parentheses, that's a sign that you're at least in good shape.
At the very least.
It says at least you're in good shape. I'm like, 15? I was like, no problem.
Right.
I'll crush it.
I don't believe that you can do that. Not that I don't believe in you as
15
a person.
Push-ups?
You're going to crush for sure. But I don't know. I feel like I think you're overstepping. I do. I really do.
How so?
I don't think you realize how hard. And listen, here's the issue. Timeout. As someone who works out 6 times a week,
yeah,
there's a difference between someone who can do a 15 push-ups and someone can do them well and do them in the right form. So many people think like, oh, if I just like move my arms and thrust my hips, then I'm doing a push-up. No, that's literally not how that works.
I think at my age, I'm capable of doing a push-up in the right form. I've done many of them. I think I can handle 15 push-ups.
Okay.
That's okay. If you want to document it, I'm down with that.
No, I definitely will. You don't have to ask me twice. I definitely will be doing a video, and we'll be doing it in the brand new conference room after the show.
Well, let's get to, so Hannah, you're 20, you're...
One.
You're 21 years old. Okay. So for a woman who is 21 years old, you should be able to do, let me see here. Yeah, 20 push-ups.
Oh, absolutely no way.
No shot.
Maybe 2, 3.
Breezy, you should be able to do between 19 and 21. It's not a huge gap from what Hannah's doing.
I mean...
And then the older you get, the less push-ups. So if you're 55 years old, you should be able to do 10 push-ups straight. If you're 65, same, 10.
My goal by the end of the year, it's not realistic. There's like 1 week left of the year. My goal for 2025 is to be able to do 5 push-ups on my toes. Because I could.
What do you mean?
Like regular push-ups. I could do 20 good push-ups on my knees with good form and everything I can. What are you laughing about?
I'm not laughing.
Wipe the grin off your face now or else. You're getting the knuckle sandwich.
So you can do how many push-ups on your knees?
Probably like 20.
Okay.
But like good form. Not like, okay, I know. We're an audio show and you can't see. This is not a push-up. I don't know what
it is. No, you have to have your hands out, okay?
You have to. Your elbows have to go against yourself.
Yeah, I don't even know why we're taking it.
No,
I agree. I'm not sure why we're taking advice from a woman who does push-ups on her knees, but that's so.
You got to start somewhere, bro. Listen.
So there you have it. The Mayo Clinic posted this and they said, hey, if you are between these ages, to be in parentheses, if you're at least in good of enough shape, you can do 20, 22, 30, what have you. So like I said, if you're between Tana, no. You only should be able to do 20. They're saying for my age at 40 years old, I should be able to do 15 push-ups straight, no problem.
No shot.
I'm like, yeah, I can crush that.
I don't think it's going to happen. I would love to be proven wrong, but the proof is in the Instagram video coming tomorrow.
Yeah, no,
we'll do it after the show. And then we'll post it for our friends. And then we'll have to do a follow-up because everyone's curious. Everyone's texting in, Moose, no shot. Moose, there's no way.
15.
Absolutely not.
You're so full. of crap.
I think our text line shut down. We got so many texts. So there's that.
All right. I just got like everything
Hannah,
I've done in my life.
Do you think you can do it?
I think I need to see to believe it.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Well, I know it seems probably hard for two women who have to do push-ups on their knees, but that's understandable.
Hey, don't bring Hannah into this. Yeah.
You don't know my life.
Hey, Leigh, I got to ask you, though. One of the things that I always found extremely impressive, and I know you've struggled with, you know, certain issues in the past and stuff with working out and eating and all that stuff. But back in the day in college,
right?
You used to do the elliptical, was it?
Yeah.
For how many hours a day?
Yeah, I definitely had a really, really, really bad exercise addiction, and I was also anorexic, so there's that. But I was working out for 5 hours a day. I would do the elliptical for like an hour and a half, and then I would go to an hour spin class, and then I would run like 7 miles. So that's not healthy. Would not advise. But I was also struggling mentally. So
what, I mean, so for an hour and a half on the elliptical, mm-hmm. how many miles is that?
It was like 10 or 15.
That is wild.
Yeah. And I mean, we can dive into this deeper than I have in the past, but that is why you need to monitor your children, your young adults' usage on the internet. Because I saw one girl on YouTube say, if you do 20 miles on the elliptical a day, you'll be skinny.
Oh,
and no, I was like, got it. Bet. So
that's all it took.
And eat Cheerios and salad every day and ice for a snack. So obviously, we know that's not healthy. We've grown to be mature. We know. But
that's
like
the LA diet.
That's the beauty. Well, not beauty. That's the downfall of eating disorders. Because you really do. You really can manipulate your thinking into being like, yeah, that's totally chill. Like, and you do it. And yeah.
So who's going to monitor me from doing all these push-ups?
I'm monitoring you to make sure that they're in good faith. And also, not for nothing, don't come for me for my knee push-ups. You couldn't do half the stuff I do at the gym on a near daily basis. So.
Okay, well, that might be fair. But as far as the push-up thing and you thinking I can't do 15, we'll take it to the conference room after the show.
He does it on the table.
Hey, it's Julia. You can spend your noon hour with me and some of our favorite artists each weekday around 12:30. We do a celebrity check-in with some of the biggest names in music and pop culture. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.